At this time, most of us are trying to learn to live in the fifth dimension, which has a higher frequency and vibration than the third dimension. Most of us are trying to master the purification process so we can raise and hold our vibration consistently. Once we learn to do this, we start to sometimes tap into the six-dimensional elements which we absorb from to support our fifth-dimensional existence. The sixth dimension is angelic and cosmic. When you are working with your angelic self or the angelic plane, you are learning to hold yourself in polarity and to understand darkness and light. Through this, we learn the principles of the second chamber of the heart, the principles of unconditional love. And in that, we access spiritual dimensions and start to decipher what is what. What is what in the universe? What is coming through and how do we work with it? When you connect with angels and integrate spiritual power, your force has to be pure. How do we work upon this purity of force? We look at what we do when no one is looking. That is the truth of who you are. When you start to tap into the six-dimensional realms, you start to feel the angelic realms and start to receive initiations in polarity. This calls the darkness to you for a journey of initiation. This is a six-dimensional transition. In this, you are learning to discern what is light from what is dark. To do this, you have to be in consistent introspection. We look at emotion, fear, and anger as layers that are there to be purified interdimensionally in this realm. The angelic self protects you through this clearing process. And when enough clearing is done, we get pure enough to access the angelic self. That until that time of purification or completion of a certain level of purification, the angelic self is dormant, although we all have one. Through our purification process, we begin to come into our ascension and self-mastery process, where we are able to leave and move between the dimensions. Our Merkaba lights up, and seventh dimensional Christ frequencies come through for us so we can embody a more angelic self. At this point, everything changes. The brain, the emotion, the digestion is different. Two electromagnetic fields are running. The heart beats faster as you tune to the grid of the fifth to seventh dimension transition. The light body is integrating into the physical. What we once thought was empty space is light. And through this process, polarity starts to swing. But pain doesn't restrict us so much or limit us so much, even though it is more intense, because we understand it. Soul pain shifts you deeper into your purification, but you don't know what it is. When soul pain is coming in, it is important to remember to not get caught in the story. Feeling is enough. Feeling is healing. But at this point in your ascension process, you are receiving a lot more support from higher beings around you because you've purified enough to hear them. The star in the Master Christ template is symbolic of the six golden ages. Each symbol belongs to one of the ages. The Christ chalice and the birthing of the Grail body is embedded in these symbols. And through your ascension and self-mastery process, you learn the steps through Jacob's ladder. Finally, when you get to seventh dimensional reality over lifetimes and lifetimes, the Christ body is crystallized spirit force and is used day and night without effort. Finally, you come back to being a spiritual being first, living as a spiritual force of energy. The enlightenment process brings peace. It brings peace primarily because finally, you get a chance to understand. Step by step, knowing it takes time. We feel the pathway and the peace of enlightenment.